Hey, Catalyst crew. Welcome to Catalyst Corner, episode 95. I'm Evan.
Oh, and I'm Paul.
And we've got some monkeys, some nukes, some
music and some dragons.
Ooh, this is going to be an interesting episode today. Been a while.
Been on a little bit of a hiatus myself. Right. It's life got busy, that's all. You know, shit happens. How you enjoying that beverage?
It's got a taste.
Yeah, it has a flavor to it, doesn't it?
Yep.
Let me tell you something.
They signed off on that.
Mine's not great, but I'm pretty sure it's better than what you got.
Yeah, mine tastes like they just poured water down Oscar the Grouch's taint.
Would you like to tell everyone what we're drinking today?
keeping it New England.
Yeah, I really wanted to embrace our identity.
Yeah, with the Dunkin' Spiked Iced Tea.
Yeah, iced tea refresher.
Weather's getting a little warmer, so gotta be refreshed.
Got two flavors. You got the classic slightly sweet. I got the old dragon fruit.
It's not slightly sweet, though.
Would you like to try the dragon fruit?
No, I'm good.
Oh, okay.
I'm good.
Fine. Keep your horizons fucking narrow.
Yeah. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. You know, just getting by day to day. Fucking.
As we do.
Yeah. I mean, like I said.
No hills, no valleys, pretty neutral right now.
Exactly. Mm. You know, just a coasting state of affairs.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
My partner is torturing me a little bit.
Yeah. You were telling me a little bit beforehand.
Yeah, so she's a big fan, as we all are, of, this sleeper hit of a TV show.
Okay, little known classic.
Yeah, not too well known. Dragon Ball.
I don't know if you've ever
heard of that. Now, here's the thing.
Yeah, super niche.
Sure, a lot of us watch Dragon Ball as kids.
Yeah,
right?
I would say it's pretty common for those growing up in the early 90s, even late 90s.
Sure.
Early 2000s, maybe.
I love Dragon Ball myself. And, a couple of years ago, I watched it all with my partner. Just kind of a she wanted to do it. We did it.
Yeah, you shared it together. It was like a whole thing.
Here's the thing. I only like about 45 episodes of Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z.
That's very little compared to the whole.
Right.
Because it is a vast hole.
Right. I think a younger me would have liked more. But, I don't even like the power up anymore.
Okay, I was going to say.
Just fucking fight.
To be fair, both series are very plagued by, fillers and, like you said, power up sequences that go on for episodes at a time and everything.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, you could cut them down to be maybe a third the length. I mean, there is even the recut of Dragon Ball Z, isn't it? The Kai.
Yeah,
that trims it down.
She opened to
Dragon Ball Kai?
No. So,
I see.
She's been pounding through it again.
Yeah.
So we're on season 8 of Dragon Ball Z and
season 8. Wow. Yeah, you're really fucking getting through it.
Oh, the last month and a half has been nothing but Dragon Ball.
Well, it's good to appreciate the late great Akira.
Yeah, that's how we're celebrating his life, is just immersing ourselves in Dragon Ball lore.
Yeah,
it's just a lot.
You could try something new. You could pick up one of the games he worked on, some Dragon Quest.
It's a lot.
Chrono,
yeah. It's a lot for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I just can't.
8 seasons of Dragon Ball over the past.
Well, I mean, you're talking about 6 seasons of Dragon Ball.
And Dragon
eight
Ball.
8 seasons of Dragon Ball Z. One more to go.
So 14 seasons in already. Any plans to start Super after that?
GT first.
Wow. She is sick.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Yeah. At first, I thought this is kind of funny. No, now it's deranged.
Yeah, it's
now it's actually in fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's my own little Guantanamo bag.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to hear life's going well for you.
Yeah, so that's putting me in a great headspace.
Yeah, it's day-to-day torture.
Yeah, I'll go to the grocery store and like a lady will ask me to reach for the top shelf and I'll be like, you're no match for me.
I heard that shelf's pretty strong.
I have to go Super Saiyan 3. That's past Ascended Saiyan. Just pass out. Yeah. So it's kind of, oh, you know, God. That's my life right now.
It's got one of those fucking YouTube like edits over the top. Dan, 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 dan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shit yourself and pass out.
Pull a Steven Seagal.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God. Have you watched anything?
Yeah. Well, okay. Yes. Have I watched anything worth watching?
It's okay. What are you, what are you bringing to the table today?
So, you know, I took the boy to a movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured I'd go out and watch something that, you know, I could take a child to enjoy. So I took my son to the new Godzilla Kong, the new Empire movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's like, in general, those movies I'm good. Like, the legendary Godzilla Monsterverse type shit hasn't been, like, terrible.
I struggle with it a little bit because mm-hmm. it started, like, Godzilla 1
mm-hmm.
was kind of just a Godzilla movie.
Right.
And then as it sort of progressed, it got more cartoonish.
Yeah.
You know? So, right. like, that kind of messes with me a little bit just because I really liked the first one.
Let me put it like this.
They're fun popcorn
movies.
The
trend continues.
Yeah.
Like,
it's just getting even more and more cartoonish.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah. As far as it goes, I would have said the same thing. In, like, the order of quality is literally the order they were released. They get worse as they make more.
But, I mean, I understand. I think what's kind of interesting about this property is you can have Minus One come out the same time.
Right, and just be kind of a totally different thing.
Right, so you have kind of this adult sort of, you know, horror.
To be taken seriously, yeah. sort of Godzilla. Godzilla, like, you kind of have those crop up from time to time, like your Shin Godzilla, like your, hey, this is a reminder that Godzilla is like a threat of, like, you know, destroying the environment or nuclear devastation.
Right, right. You know, it's an analogy for the bomb.
Right. Or, yeah, the destructive capability of humanity and shit. Yeah. And, like, those are always good. And then right. we come back to the legendary ones.
So here's the thing. I think they can both exist. I'm of the okay. opinion that they can both exist. Because you're not going right. to let, you know, your kid watch Minus One right now.
Yeah, yeah. He's not going to get Shin Godzilla. Right.
Even if you did let him watch it, it's going to go over his head.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So I like that there's one for the popcorn audience, and there's one for, right. you know, someone that needs a little bit more.
And hence, you know, why I took the old boy there. So yeah. for what it's worth, like, some of the action sequences are all right. I still think it's probably, like, the weakest action or weakest fight scenes we've had in any of them.
Well, I mean, it's got to be the most taxing on the animators, right? Because they're, like, full-out fighting now.
Sort of. Like, they make some weird choices. They do, like, a weird zero-gravity bit nice. And then jumps around, like, a lot.
Who's the bad really guy?
Just this other monkey.
Oh, okay.
Call him the Scar King.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
He's a scar.
They don't really set up what his whole deal is or why he's, like,
that doesn't matter, bad monkey.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what's important is that when Kong defeats him, he can now be called King Kong.
Oh, so now he's the king.
Yeah, because he's king of the other apes. Yeah, the other great apes. Oh,
does this all take place in the world underneath?
Yeah, some of it does.
Oh.
Look, here's the thing. Is like, it's one of those movies where, again, you go into it.
Is there
you,
anybody in it?
How do you mean?
Like, wasn't Millie Bobby Brown in the last one?
She's not in this one. I don't... See, I'm bad with celebrities, but I didn't recognize any of the actors in it. I didn't think there was any, like, really big names or anything.
Okay.
Leading it out, but...
How long was it?
Hour and a half.
Okay, so pretty tight.
Yeah, it's not too bad. I actually can't remember. It's probably a little less than 2 hours. The human characters are so fucking unlikable and obnoxious. Like every line that they deliver.
It would be better if they weren't in it.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
It completely wooden, stiff, like just irritating.
Yeah.
Everything that's supposed to be like a joke doesn't land. It's unfunny. It's forced. Like, there's no reason the characters, like, have... How do I put it? Their motivations just don't make any fucking sense.
Yeah, it's like that. It's like in the second one when that dude was like, all right, I'm just gonna take a massive dose of radiation to kickstart Godzilla. You don't have to do that, bro.
Yeah. Like, nothing.
Very unnecessary.
You could have left.
Yeah, you could have left. You could have walked away.
Yeah, you just decided to do that.
Yeah, you
I don't
needed
know.
It.
Whatever.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I wasn't... I might catch it if we get a screener or when it comes out or whatever. But I don't think Godzilla X Kong is for me. The only bad blood I have with it is the whole reason why Minus One isn't out yet is because Toho has a deal with Legendary.
Really?
That they wouldn't kind of like
release simultaneously.
Yeah, because they don't want to, you know, steal
compete
any
with
thunder.
Themselves.
Exactly,
right. I get it.
But
it still sucks
because
I want the better one.
Right. Right.
Oh, everything, like, okay, minor spoiler. Everything that they need in that movie is, like, they find it immediately.
Yeah, there's no... Yeah, but it's not about the hero's journey.
Godzilla, that he gets wounded in this fight, like...
Hate to see it.
Not Godzilla, Kong, whatever. He gets fucking wounded, and like, oh my god, he's gonna have to lose that arm. And like, oh, thank god. We're in the hollow earth in a, like, deep section that has nothing around it except one destroyed base camp. Thank God that base camp is where we kept the replacement arm, metal arm for Kong.
Oh, he's got a robot arm?
Yeah, it's also going to fix all of, like, the damage dealt to him immediately.
So he's been...
It was right there.
Is it, like, tapped into his brain somehow? Don't worry about it.
Yeah, like, it injects him and his frostbite is cured in immediately.
As is tradition.
Yeah. We have super healing powers for giant apes now. There's a whole thing about Kong having, like, a fucking metal tooth and how the other monkeys think it's stupid. I don't know.
Okay. He's got a grill and they're making fun of him.
Yeah, that's a weird thing.
I don't know. Did your kid like it?
Oh, yeah, he loved it.
That's
like,
who it's
okay.
For.
And
that's
you know
who
what?
It's for.
Exactly. If you have a kid and you want to watch a movie, like, again, fight scenes are tall, like, good enough. If you can tolerate the human characters, it's not the worst movie I ever saw. It's just, goddamn, these movies are going downhill.
Yeah, it's like
in
Fast
quality.
And Furious going
and,
to space and
right,
shit.
And
yeah.
They're going downhill quickly. So, I don't know. That's kind of how I thought about it.
Well, speaking of massive doses of radiation and nuclear fallout.
Oh, where could you be going with that?
Ooh, I finished the Fallout series.
Ah, yeah. How'd you like it?
Oh, chef's kiss.
It's what everyone's telling me.
I
still haven't seen it yet, but everyone's fucking begging me to.
Here's the thing. Female-led.
Yep.
She's charming. She's fun. She goes on a hero's journey.
Yep.
You have, your secondary characters are all likable.
Okay, cool.
It's very violent.
Cool. Fallout needs that.
But it's funny. It's
cool.
It's the perfect mix, it's basically a video game, right? Like, there's gratuitous violence in it.
Yeah.
But there's also
it can
so much
still have
humor.
That levity.
Right.
Right.
But it's just like, you know, oh, all right.
Where it doesn't take that violence like super seriously.
Right,
and
right.
You're
it's
like,
not
oh.
Like Spec Ops the line, like, look at what a monster you
yeah,
are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're a fucking
yeah.
killer.
Yeah. So.
No, it's just sort of like, whoa, look at that guy. He's a puddle.
And I, yeah, exactly. You know, like there's a scene where the Brotherhood of Steel Armor, whatever the hell it's called.
Mm-hmm.
grabs a guy's head and just like fucking
wow.
explodes it.
Yeah. That is awesome.
Yeah, pretty rad.
Okay. Yeah, I am going to have to watch this
yeah,
show.
Yeah, you'll
Jesus.
Like it. You'll like it.
Okay,
there's
cool.
There's a subplot like about the vault. Mm-hmm. And at first I was kind of like, I just want to see, you know, the ghoul and the fucking Lucy and, you know, I just want to see what they're doing on the surface.
Right, you want to see the story.
Nope. It gets good. And you fucking get invested with the vault stuff, too.
Really?
Yeah.
So the whole thing is good.
The whole thing works. You know,
right.
And look, they make some changes for the lore hounds, right? But the nice thing about Fallout as a game is that there's really no main character.
It's more about the setting in the first place. Like, yeah, regardless of like whatever the backdrop of it is, yes, that matters. It does. It has an effect on the setting. There are things tied into that.
Sure.
However, none of that stuff's really that hard to change, and it's not really that key to the setting's overall tone or feel or pacing or the individual character set within that setting anyways.
And the thing is,
like, everyone's so far removed from the origins of how this setting happened that it's kind of irrelevant. It's a change you can make without really affecting the overall, you know, falloutness of it.
Right, because at the end of the day, as long as there's a wasteland...
There's a wasteland, there's ghouls.
There's mutants.
There's power armor, there's a Brotherhood of Steel.
Right.
I'm sure, Enclave, maybe, I don't know.
They mention it.
Okay.
Cool. And then, interesting little thing at the end, which I'm excited to see where we go with that.
All right, leave that alone for me. Let me fucking experience it, I guess.
It's, I don't know. I mean, it's interesting because I don't think you could do this. They told their own story, right?
Okay, cool.
I mean, there were like elements of...
Yeah, and you know what?
But it's,
Fallout's a fucking great universe to do that in.
Right, right.
It loans itself to that so well because that's always what the games have been anyways. Here's one person's story in the wasteland.
See, but I think you could do, like, if you made an Elder Scrolls TV show,
right,
you could do the same thing,
right? Because that's how the Elder Scrolls functions,
right.
It's always been, here's this person's journey in this universe,
right.
It doesn't need to be a direct connection to the next one,
and it's a silent protagonist, because
yep.
It's you,
yep.
It's not, you know, I think the mistake that a lot of these people were making,
they go for franchise like Halo,
or the
where
Witcher,
there's a character, right?
And they
right.
And they want to tell their own stories, and it's like, yeah, but whoa.
That's not a blank canvas universe.
Right.
There are blank canvas universes that are good storytelling mediums.
Amazon also has God of War coming out, right?
Yeah.
You better fucking tell that story correctly.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Just tell it.
You know,
just
they've
tell
got
it.
That I consider a great fucking blank canvas medium.
What's that?
A little Warhammer 40K.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic.
But you know what? That's kind of stuff that they need to lean into is just kind of universes, you know?
Any
Fallout's more of a universe than it is a story. Am I wrong?
No, you're not.
It's a setting. It's not a story.
Right,
I mean, it's a story,
right.
The
Wasteland is kind of the main character.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's how I should put
same
it.
Same with Elder Scrolls, though, right? It's really
right.
More about the setting.
Right. It's this, yeah.
You know, you're in the mythical whatever, wherever Cyberdum. You are. Right.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to, you know, get a little more specific.
Or Nern, I guess.
Whoa. Give me some Elder Scrolls.
Generally.
Oh, hey, this guy.
Yeah. You didn't even lead the fucking 13 lessons of Vivec.
I think there's enough properties out there, right?
Yeah.
That you could lean into sort of telling video game stories.
Right. There's clearly an audience for them.
Yeah.
Recently, Twisted Metal did really well.
Twisted Metal was great.
Fallout's doing fantastic.
Twisted Metal's a little trickier, right?
Last of Us did fantastic.
Because you kind of have characters, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Twisted Metal's also so weird.
Yeah. Okay, here's the thing.
Like, you have to have the characters, right?
This goes a different direction.
Yeah.
Where you're okay to tell your own story so long as it's a franchise where the stories never fucking mattered anyways.
Right, right.
Twisted Metal has changed its own story about half a dozen times
right.
that
there's
I can
not,
think
there's
of.
There's not like an ongoing timeline.
Not, yeah, not a
really...
real good,
right.
solid one.
And the thing is...
So, right, if
reason,
a TV show does it different, who cares?
And
it's
the
always
reason
been
why
different.
Twisted Metal was so good was because it was very violent.
Mm-hmm.
But it was also funny.
Yeah.
like most of the games that we play.
Right. The game that's based off of. It's supposed to be the overtop violence and humor of it. And
but I think that's, you know, remember when, like, in the 90s, like, all the parents and shit were like, oh, violent video games are going to cause kids to murder and shit.
Right.
Like, now you're kind of seeing the way that games kind of approached violence, right? It was so over the top that it's just,
almost nonsensical. Yeah, right, it's almost comedic.
Your brain can't even process it as real, yeah. right? But no, Fallout is good. Highly recommend.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Again, you know, it's nice to see that.
Like I said, Lucy, great character. She plays the perfect vault dweller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. See,
a little naive, but not fully naive.
Not
right?
an idiot.
Right.
Not an idiot. Just not familiar with the setting, which is always a good.
It's so good.
The reason it works in the games, or I'm sure it works in the show, is, oh, I don't know anything. Everyone on the surf's gonna have to fucking tell me the rules of the fucking world and shit. And gets you introduced
in. It's good. You know, Walton Groggins is the ghoul.
Oh.
Yeah, you like him.
You want me,
Yeah, it's good. It's really good. They do a little bit of time jumping here and there. You
that
know?
Seems common too with shows nowadays. I mean,
sure,
I guess
I think they're just trying to make you, you know, give you sort of their history of Vault-Tec and
right.
You know, things like that. But,
yeah, like I said, I've heard a little bit about what happens or like some of the changes the show made and whatever, but I get how you'd have to time jump to tell that story.
And it's funny because it's Jonathan Nolan, who's Christopher Nolan's brother.
No shit.
Yeah.
Huh.
Who apparently was a huge fan of the games.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Did he like find a way to work on it because he did the games or?
I think, who knows? His brother's maybe. Fucking Christopher Nolan. He probably has to just pick up a phone.
Yeah, he's like, hey. Here you're doing some Fallout.
Yeah. So, yeah, really good. Really refreshing to see, you know, now we're starting to build up kind of a library.
I was going to say, it's almost at a point where we don't have to say refreshing because it's like we're getting to a good standard of, like, game media.
Yeah. The Witcher kind of got its, you know, they're gonna finally put it out of its misery.
Yeah. You were telling me about that.
Yeah.
And you know what? Maybe that's the kind of shit that needed to happen, though, you know?
Sure. I think you have some sacrificial lambs, right?
Right.
I did hear that Halo Season 2 was like leaps and bounds ahead of Halo Season 1.
I've heard the same. I think.
But he still takes his mask off for 90% of it.
Yeah. Apparently people are saying it's fine now. I don't know.
I don't want his mask off.
I know. It's maybe I'm just fucking hung up on that the wrong way myself, but it does feel like it cheapens the everyman identity of the character that I feel like it was originally supposed to encompass.
Same thing with like Boba Fett and Mandalorian. It doesn't matter who's under the mask. It's the symbol.
Right. Exactly. But, you know, hey, if maybe they continue to improve and at some point it is this franchise that, you know, if you can sit through season one or season one and two, it's worth watching, hopefully.
But. And that's the thing is I can deal with a shitty first season if you get your footing.
Right. You know? If you figure it out,
especially,
get on your feet.
Especially
fucking.
Because, you know, we did see, you know, there were a couple of bad adaptations.
Yeah.
You know, and I would argue that The Witcher is one of the biggest.
God, that was such a disappointing one.
One of the biggest. You know, like you're talking about a major player in Netflix,
right?
You know, dumping money into this property,
right? And it's one of those ones that it's a shame because it had its footing, season one. You know?
I mean, I think we were all a little like perturbed about how the timeline was.
There were some issues, and it had some like editing shit. It was a little weird,
right,
the way they jumped back and forth.
That's just figuring your shit out. You know, like if you had just stayed on that. Kind of know.
But right, the trajectory was fine.
Right.
And yeah, had they kept that momentum and that path, I think everything would have turned out all right. But, you know, that's not the universe we live in. They wanted, you know, again, like you've said, write their own fucking story in an established setting. So
with established characters.
With established characters.
Right. Let's tell a fucking, I don't know.
Right.
But I think, you know, if that's how it has to be, and we, you know.
Right. And as a result, we get better shows where people who have learned from those mistakes are writing them, and, you know.
Right. You give up The Witcher to have, you know, maybe God of War and Fallout and Twisted Metal and,
Your fucking Last of Us. Yeah.
Right. Whatever else they decide to do, you know.
A lot of it nowadays. Yeah.
Yeah. There's some good video game adaptations now.
Yeah. A lot of stuff in the old fucking movies and the fucking, I guess, streaming industry, not less so TV industry, but.
Yeah. And I mean, it is refreshing with the.
You know, it's an industry that's been in a little bit of a fucking weirder spot recently.
What's that?
The old musical industry.
Dude, the music industry is bananas.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's one thing after another. Like, I don't watch, like, fucking celebrity shit or news or any of that.
No, I mean, like, you catch, like, the really big shit, like Harvey Weinstein's raping people.
Right, right.
Bill Cosby's raping
people. Those are the only
things
that, like, really reach my ears. But, like, I can't even go online. Like, I watch a little YouTube. It's just a little thing that I do to fucking fill my spare time.
Of course.
Every time I open it. You get a lot, you know, fucking, it's always like JoJo Siwa's fucking insane or like,
all right, you so won't I believe kinda have, what okay, if we're doing ahead. Music, I got a little bit of a.
Yeah, yeah.
There's
go, give me the.
I'm going to give you some topics.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Why don't we start with the lightest one? And that would be JoJo Siwa.
Okay, yeah.
So you have this girl that was on Dance Moms.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, kind of, like child starish, I guess.
I guess. Yeah,
it's not like
it's
a
like
full
a show
child
on
star,
fucking TLC.
But yeah, exactly.
Like, but whatever.
Hey, but look,
she was able to make
cameras in her face in early age. I'm sure that does some weird shit.
Right, and you have a lunatic parent that's like pushing you to,
but
telling you how special.
Kind of treating you more like a product than a child of theirs.
Right, right. Like I created this product.
Mm-hmm. That I'm selling.
Money,
right.
Go make money. She was able to kind of make the jump from sort of that Dance Moms thing to Nickelodeon.
Yep.
And a couple of movies. She did some voice acting and stuff.
Right.
And,
I remember, like, you know, she's.
Yeah,
she had that image. A very, very, I guess, I would say family oriented, but I guess more like kid oriented,
yeah,
you know,
you
like
know,
the big bow, you know,
right.
Kids'
she,
Choice
she
Award
looked
type
like,
shit.
She looked like a glitter monster threw up on her, you know?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And. Yeah, she was selling the bows in like Claire's or some shit.
Yeah.
She sold like 80 million bows.
Yeah, just a handful then. You know, a few dollars.
I'm just saying, like, it's not.
No.
There's no, you know, the young girls of that generation were wearing the fucking bows.
Yeah, they liked them.
Yeah.
The JoJo Siwa look.
Yeah. And, you know, she had a hit song that
it's
went.
The JoJo with a Bobo era.
JoJo with a Bobo. She
As
had a
I've
hit,
been told.
She had a hit song. That has about 1 billion views on YouTube.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So she was, you know, grooving.
I didn't know it's ever that serious, 1 billion views.
Yeah, yeah. She won the Nickelodeon Viral Video Music fucking award or some shit.
Yeah, the Nickelodeon Viral fucking Video Music Award.
That's what I think it is, yeah.
Yeah.
And so, you know, all in all, content for, you know, child-friendly content.
Sure.
She was grooving.
So where are we at with her now?
So she turned 18.
Yeah, she's a young lady now.
Right.
Young woman.
Young woman. And she said, no, 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 no.
Enough of this childish nonsense. Right.
I am an adult.
And I'm going to act like it.
So.
Yeah.
She's being.
She went weird.
Well, the thing is, right, she comes across as incredibly narcissistic.
Which, you know, is kind
of
in line
sure,
with what I guess we've seen from her for a while, I guess.
I know, but she's got the car with her face on it.
Yeah, I guess that's been a thing for a minute. She just drives around in a fucking vehicle plastered with photos of herself.
I don't know about all that.
Says JoJo Siwa on it, like 80,000 pictures of her face.
Yeah, insane.
Yeah, who the fuck does that?
I don't know. Like, nobody fucking does that. That's insane.
I feel like that takes any like sort of incident you might have in a car and immediately adds road rage to anyone else who you're interacting with.
Oh yeah.
Like if you cut me off normally, I'm probably not going to think twice about it.
And it doesn't matter what you put.
Right.
You know, it could be anybody's face.
Right. Right. But if you had a fucking car that was plastered with your fucking face all over it. And it's just
no,
said,
I'm
like,
just saying, like, you put Jesus's face like that, the way she has it, people are going to get mad.
Cut you off with the Jesus mobile.
Yeah, it's just
fucking
too much. It's
gonna piss people off.
It's just too much.
Right, right. You know what I mean? It is. It's too in your face about everything.
So obviously she's
trying. It's obnoxious.
Yeah, she's trying to rebrand, and she has a label behind her because they're dumping money.
She's having some fucking growing pains in this rebrand.
I think her biggest problem, because, you know, she's gone on interviews and stuff, and she said, oh, this is my Miley Cyrus era. This is my Britney Spears era. And it's like, the thing is, right, you're not hard like those girls
right,
were.
Those women went through it. Right, there's a reason they had their, like,
those girls are hard.
Dark phases.
You know, when Britney was fucking going through it, she had a shaved head.
Yeah, she like, was, like, mentally...
Not
going
okay.
through a
right.
whole lot
like
of
my
things.
Girl was struggling.
That yeah, that wasn't just her being like, oh, you
and
know what'd
Miley,
be kind of good
you know,
as like an image thing.
Yeah, let me have a quick mental breakdown. And Miley, I mean, I might be afraid to party with. Maybe not now. I think she's kind of calmed down a little.
Yeah,
bit.
Yeah, maybe she's calmed down to a speed that you could keep up with more. Or,
yeah, but like a young Miley, like right, you know, when she was fucking grinding on Robin Thicke at the music awards and shit.
Yeah, yeah, it was too much.
No, I don't think I could handle that.
Yeah, no, of course not. Who could?
But the thing is, right? Mm-hmm. That was part of them shedding that image of, you know, Disney child or
right
you know
child
I mean?
Star I'm, child entertainer.
Right, I'm not Hannah Montana or whatever, and I just don't think JoJo has that in her, you know what I mean? I don't think she's got that dog in her.
She's not gonna if she does pivot, it's gonna take a long fucking time.
Yeah, she's gonna
be a very embarrassing
she's
fucking
cosplaying
time
as a badass.
Yeah.
That's what it is. She's got like the Mad Max.
It's the whole fucking song.
She's got the Mad Max faux hawk.
Oh, right? Yeah. Like this weird like
kiss
Gene light sort fucking of, outfit going
you know,
on.
Every interview, she's like raspy as fuck. She can't even talk or whatever. Like, but the thing is, it's just like, you know, she's getting destroyed on the internet.
Oh, yeah, she had that fucking music video, too, recently. It was like April 5th or something.
Karma, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like the music video of her like aggressively humping that woman on the beach.
It's so cartoonish, though.
Yeah, it's really? Like massive hip thrusts.
And what I think is funny is she's in such an echo chamber right now.
Yeah.
That like no one's just being like, hey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Both was. This isn't working. You know, you might want to pivot.
Yeah, maybe we try something else. Maybe the aggressive, the worm air hump is not,
yeah, maybe
not
we,
for you.
Maybe we do mature adult. Maybe, yeah, we lean into something a little bit more.
Right, or at least
artistic,
you know,
and thoughtful.
Why don't you do a few lines of blow and then we'll see.
And
where
then,
we're at.
Yeah, maybe the bad girl image will stick
right,
better.
Right, we're gonna you're going to have to get arrested for a DUI.
Yeah.
That's how it works. Like, it's not
we
just...
We have you date Johnny Depp for a minute, we have a DV, and then we're good.
No, come on. Leave Johnny Depp alone.
No. He has not had enough.
Where is Johnny Depp?
I don't
know. He's just
know.
Gone. He's just off
he
in the wind.
Yeah, maybe. It's probably a good idea on his part. Just fucking lay low for a minute.
He's going to lose another finger. She's a lesbian.
Yeah, I know. I heard.
She could date Amber Heard.
That's honestly, you know what?
That'd be interesting. What a fucking pair the two of them would be.
God.
Make, huh?
Hey, but
no,
look.
Amber would steamroll her. Are you kidding me?
Hold on.
Amber would wipe the floor with JoJo.
Yeah. But guess what?
You think she'd learn from it?
No. But.
I don't know. Amber's going to fuck you up.
Yeah, she is.
Right.
She,
so like right. JoJo's going to learn from it.
But JoJo gets to come back from all that, and now when she does those songs...
Now when she says, I was a bad
people
girl.
Are going to be like, yeah, well, you were fucking around with old Amber.
And she's shit in your bed, dude. I feel you.
You're going to have some rough times.
But that's the thing. It's like, you were a bad girl. You were a fucking pageant child.
Yeah,
what the fuck were
you
doing?
You sold bows at Claire's. You were a literal child.
You became a millionaire by selling bows. Your teeth are worth $50,000. You were a bad girl?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
All right. Let's talk about another one who's
Yeah, let's stick on the delusions though.
Okay.
So obviously JoJo's going through her thing. She's a bad bad bitch. Mm-hmm. And then we got J-Lo.
Ah, another bad bitch, I see.
Jenny from the Block.
Yeah, as she's been known.
Now, her big thing was she felt like she wasn't getting enough attention.
Mm-hmm.
So she decided she was going to do...
As she's entitled to.
As she is. She decided she was going to release another album.
Right.
And accompanying the album, she went on tour.
Okay, cool.
And she also made a movie.
Ah, little movie action.
Right, you know, with the songs from her album.
Good, good.
Whatever.
Well, like you said, she wasn't getting enough attention, so, you know, a tour, album,
right.
Movie.
Yeah, the works.
That should do it.
Yeah. I haven't seen the whole movie.
Okay.
I've seen bits and pieces of it. It is bad.
How do you mean?
Let me just
to be clear, I've seen bits and pieces as well, but I want to know your impression.
Yeah, sure. I mean, what was her job? She worked for a giant beating heart.
So okay.
What's your job title there?
What?
I'm just saying, like, that's where we're at with this shit.
Oh.
I'm talking about the movie, not the other thing. So she made a movie. She made a movie that was set to the soundtrack, right?
Right.
And this movie was about, she was the main character.
Okay.
Right? And she works for, all these people work for this giant beating heart.
Oh.
And she kind of finds herself through this fantastical journey that she goes on.
See, I thought you were talking about
No. Because in tandem with that movie...
I see. This is what I was thinking.
In tandem with that movie, she released a documentary as well about making that movie.
Yeah.
Because she, in her mind...
Right.
She said, not only is this movie going to kill...
People are going to want to know.
People want to know how we made this.
People are going to want to know about the old Jenny from the Block.
Right. And so the movie tanked.
Mm-hmm.
It sounded
terrible.
She's had to refund. She's had to cancel venues and refund ticket goers.
Wow.
People aren't showing up. She wants to charge $1,800 for tickets.
What?
Yeah. She doesn't understand that, you know, you had your moment.
$1,800.
It was years and years of a moment, but like you're not
at the top anymore.
Right. You're just, you know, whatever. So she releases the documentary, right?
And yeah.
And she's tried to cultivate through her career this sort of image of her being Jenny from the Block.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I started from the bottom, now we're here, type of
right.
shit.
Whole thing. She's from like the Bronx or whatever,
right?
You know?
And it's like you're worth $400 million.
Yeah, a fucking
and have been for 30 years.
Insane amount of
you
money.
You don't fucking know what regular people are like.
No.
And then take it a step further.
You're not down to earth.
You come
you
to
know?
Find out that like Jenny from the Block went to an all-girl Catholic high school. Like, you weren't running around the block.
No. She always had money. It was always
right.
A,
like, and that's the thing is, like, so
you were never
your
what
image
you said.
That you cultivated was bullshit.
And you know what? If you could have just fucking sat in the background, like, yeah, I'm sure, like, a lot of people already knew that shit. But, like, most people wouldn't look more. They'd have just been like, oh, yeah, whatever, it's fucking J-Lo.
Right,
you
know, right.
But you have to fucking call attention to yourself and act like a clown, and now everyone does more research and looks into it.
Not just act like a clown, like a downright psychopath.
Like how do you mean?
She won't talk to people she deems like lesser.
Okay, so what's one of these lesser humans?
So like say you're on the production crew.
Yeah.
And you have to ask her a question.
Yeah.
Or this is a pretty notorious story. They were on a flight.
Okay.
And the flight attendant said, you know, Miss Lopez, would you like something to drink?
Mm-hmm.
And Jenny from the Block didn't look at her, didn't answer her, turned to her assistant and said, tell her I'd like a water.
I see. Because, you know,
that's the type of person she is.
She couldn't deign to speak to a fucking...
Right, a plebeian.
Yeah, one of the...
One of the filth.
Yeah, exactly.
And
wow.
That's the pretty thing, cool. Is like, you can't be that way.
Right. Fucking lunatic.
Oh.
That's cool.
Yeah, Ben Affleck looks miserable.
Does he? Dead-eyed.
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty funny. You know.
Yeah, but everything I hear about him is he's, like, super nice.
Is he?
Yeah.
Huh. See, I don't hear anything about old Ben.
Yeah, I hear he's just, like, a nice dude. Like, he always takes pictures with people. Like, he's a solid guy.
Sorry you're having a rough time there,
yeah,
old Benny
yeah,
boy.
Yeah, yeah, she's got him in the web.
The web.
Yeah,
he's
but
ensnared.
It's just funny because, you know, JoJo and J-Lo kind of, like, that sort of like
there's like narcissism,
lack of self-awareness kind of crosses generations, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I mean, I think it's just that kind of industry that like pulls it in. Narcissism, self-interest. I mean, any sort of fame-seeking kind of career can kind of pull in those sorts of people.
I think you're right. I just think it's very interesting kind of to see, you know, these people, especially in the music industry.
Right. And it's a very layered. I mean, like, as far as it goes, JoJo Siwa is, like, it's ultimately kind of benign.
Right.
You
right.
know,
so that's why I went, that's
annoying,
why I wanted to do her
but,
first.
Right.
Like,
and then,
cringy.
Like you said, you kind of build into J-Lo where it's like, okay, you're really kind of a fucking
piece of garbage
or like
person.
A bad person, right?
Right?
Yeah,
right.
Where you refuse to interact with like normal human beings anymore. You know, you think you're this like heightened person that you
like
owed
my,
this like reverence
let me tell you
this
how
esteem
it looks in
and
my,
attention.
Like how in my mind I think her mind works.
Right.
I think she sees herself as those people in the Hunger Games that like dress up all
oh,
fancy.
Oh yeah.
Like, I think that's what she thinks.
Or at least that's what she's like wants.
Yeah.
Let's go for like full like cartoonish high society shit.
Like, I think she really does believe she's on that level.
Huh. $400 million. You're not on that level.
Let's keep going with this.
Yeah, okay.
Because I have one more.
Okay.
And this one is a little less fun.
A little less silly. I know where you're going
silly.
With this.
One Sean P. Diddy Combs.
My God, the Puff Daddy.
He's not having a good month.
No, he's had a bit of
he had a tough March.
An exposure.
So he got both of his homes raided.
Yep.
And apparently, I mean, there are some stories that are coming.
Yeah,
and what's
quite a bit,
you know,
coming out of the,
you know what's crazy
woodwork.
Is like, a couple episodes back, we were talking about Cat Williams.
Yeah.
He was saying all that shit.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, he's like, you...
Oh, my God, I forgot.
Yeah, so that's the thing is like,
uh-oh,
oh, shit, is
Cat
Williams
the
level?
Truth?
Right.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, he's... Look, I don't know. All I heard is he...
I've heard
some shit.
All right. I listened to like a whole fucking breakdown of all this, but that was like, it was... Some days back, you know, I mean, you have to give me some forgiveness because I don't remember a lot, but
yeah,
he was just like the things he was doing to women, like just using women up, getting them brought in, like.
I mean, but it goes even like further than that, right?
He was into some weird shit. He was into like getting like he'd get male sex workers to like cuck him in front of like he'd sit there and watch. Like with his partner who also kind of didn't want to be in that situation and
but I mean, you know, rewind it, right? I mean,
he did some weird shit.
You know, no one's saying he's responsible or whatever, but you know, he's been making money on Biggie's name for longer than Biggie was alive.
Yeah, long ass time,
right? So, you know, it's kind of shit like that. And then you look into it, you know, who his family
the
is.
The history, the connections, right?
Right. And his father was running with Frank Lucas.
Mm-hmm.
for those of you who don't know who Frank Lucas is, he was pretty big player in the drug trade in New York. I don't know if you've ever heard of the movie American Gangster, starring one Denzel Washington. But that's based off of his life.
Yeah.
This guy shot a man in broad daylight in front of, you know,
dozens of witnesses,
and knew that no one would snitch on him.
Yeah. This is how powerful he was.
Right. And, you know, so P. Diddy was kind of brought up
right
in that life. You know what right. I mean? So it's not like you just had like a normal
kid.
Right,
that's the environment. Like, that's kind of what they grow to understand, right?
Right. So it's not like you had a normal kid who was like, oh, the money corrupted me. It's like, no. This kid was running with Uncle Frank.
Right. Formative years are, hey, power lets you do anything.
Right. Not to excuse him. It's just
sure,
that
sure,
is
yeah. That's not what that is.
A cycle that has been kind
of armchair psychology hour for us, I guess. You know,
it's just bizarre to me. And then, you know, there's kind of more outlandish claims that there may have been some deeds done with some of the men.
Yeah, I've heard a good amount of that. You know,
I've heard Will Smith as well.
My goodness, yeah. The Willie Smith. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's not having a great.
No, this has been a rough year for his image.
He's not having a great go of it. Yeah. So
God. Yeah, and as you put it, it's like goes in that order where you go to P. Diddy, who's just like an outright fucking criminal.
Like it goes JoJo Siwa,
like an abuser,
who's like,
fuck her,
she's annoying. And then you have J-Lo, and it's like you could fall off the planet.
You're genuinely
you.
Like, yeah, you're detached from people. You right. don't think you're better yeah. than everyone at this point.
And then you have P. Diddy, who's committing crimes.
Yeah. Attached to like some, there's some
pretty serious
allegations.
Class A felonies there.
Yeah, going out against the old P. Diddy.
Yeah, they don't call it bad boys for life for nothing, dude.
Yeah, no. They take that shit serious.
Yeah, so I don't know. I just figured we don't generally talk about the music industry too much, but you know, it's kind of butted. It's sort of butted up against, you know, it's showing up on TikTok and.
Yeah, yeah.
I just think it's really funny, you know, the type of people that are attracted to
yeah,
that industry.
Yeah, and like I said, again, it kind of, I guess, it runs with, I guess, a lot of the celebrity industries, you know? Yeah, people who are going to be looking for all eyes on them, I mean. You're going to get more narcissists and
I think a lot of the associated behaviors
with
the way information is delivered now though.
Right.
Like your PR team has to kind of
they got to be on point.
Like,
seriously,
you know, cuz like
it's so easy.
You can't come off like a douche.
Yeah, you slip once, everyone knows now.
That's right. All right.
You want to call it there?
I think we'll put this one to bed.
Sounds good to me.
Paul, as always.
Oh yeah.
What do you got going on?
Oh, me? Well, you know, I haven't been making any
old me.
No content, but...
That's good. Appreciate that. Helps the channel.
Yeah. Hey, look. I got my fingers in other things. One thing that we're doing. We're hitting a lot of the shows nowadays. A lot of local conventions if you live in the New England area.
Indeedy.
I might be showing up to some of the next few conventions with some interesting... costumes prepared. So,
yeah,
you know, if you want to see some of the things I have prepped, you know, you come on by and see me. They're, I'm trying to keep them fun. So
we'll be at,
they'll be good.
We'll be at Fan Expo. We'll be at Free Comic Book Day on May 4th in Manchester, New Hampshire, double midnight. We're going to be at Fan Expo in June, Monster Expo in July. Wicked Expo in August, Granite Con in September, and Northeast Comic Con in November. So,
oh yeah, full year.
Yeah, pretty busy. But what do you guys think? Have you seen Godzilla X Kong?
What's
it? Godzilla
think,
times Kong? Is that how you're supposed
yeah,
to say it?
Yeah, it's Godzilla times Kong.
Oh, okay, so like
the new empire.
Okay, Godzilla times Kong equals the new empire.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a math equation. Have you watched Fallout yet? If you haven't, get on that. And what are your thoughts on the music industry? Is JoJo Siwa the same as Sean Puff Diddy P. Diddy Combs?
Yeah, just give her a few more years.
Yeah, yeah, she'll be sex trafficking, allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly.
Yeah, gonna throw that in. All right, guys, let us know in the comments. All right, crew, catch you on the next one.